Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin, five lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss Puzbol. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Yisraimim ain't Trichin Puzbol. If a father of Yisraimim gave a loan to someone and then Shemitah comes, the Yisraimim do not need a Puzbol. And Rashi says, ain't Trichin Puzbol, she'ain't Shviyash, Meshametas Chayv Shalabi in Ames, that Shemitah will not cancel out any Chayv of the father who died. And the Gemara continues, V'chein Tani Rami Bechoma, and Rami Bechoma taught this in a Braisa, Yisraimim ain't Trichin Puzbol, the Yisraimim do not require a Puzbol, and even so, Shemitah will not cancel out the father's loan. There are Gamliel, Rabbi Sinai, Avian, Shal Yisraimim, and as Rashi says, claiming Nisi Yisrael, Shal B'chol Davidar, that the leaders and the Bati Yidinim of Klai Yisrael in every generation are Avian, Shal Yisraimim, they are the trustees of every Yasim, as Rashi says, they are appointed on them and on their money, and therefore it's as if their shtaris were given over to Bezdin. And Rashi points out that the reason why the Brisa speaks about Rav Gamliel or Beis Dinai is because this Brisa that Rami Bachman brought was written in the time when Rav Gamliel was the Nasi. And the point of the Gemara is that since Bezdin is the trustee of Yisraimim, so therefore Bezdin is the one that's collecting the Chayiv, and therefore there's no issue of Le'igais. And as we explain, Rashi explains the Gemara that we're referring to Yisraimim Waktanim, that the fathers already gave loans to these people, and then the father died, and now Shemitah will not be Meshamit. However, the Ritva brings down, in the name of the Ramban, the Mashehovo Haim Kama, we're referring to the loans that were made by the Yisraimim, the Im Mashiyarshim Arvim in Itzarech, as if we're talking about those loans that were made by the fathers, then certainly Shemitah would not be Meshamit, Uchramina B'Sifri, Roshimon Aimea, called Baal Mashiyadai, and we learn it's only the lender of Veloya Yarish, and the din of Shemitah does not apply to someone that Yashin's alone. And the Gemara continues and brings a Mishnah, Mesech the Shvias, Tran Hossam, in Kaisim Puzbol El Al Kaka, that the din of Puzbol was only stated on a loan where the borrower has Kaka, and Rashi explains, Mesh Kaka Leiva, if the borrower has real property, the Leitiknu El Bizman Shachayev, Kishar Rav Shtaris, Shein Nigvim Mina Kaka, David Milsa the Shricha, as Rabbana only made a Takana by a Milsa the Shricha, and since Rav Shtaris have some sort of a lien against Kaka, therefore if it doesn't have a lien against Kaka, that's not a Milsa the Shricha, and therefore the Rabbana never misakin the concept of Puzbol. And as Rashi brings, Kedaminim Bekame Duchte, the Milsa the Shricha, of Rabbanan Takanta. And Rashi continues that even if the Kaka is not valued to the same value of the loan, and it's worth less than the loan, Harmon, Afilu Maloy Machat Goyva, Maloy Kardim, Kemaisa, the Katina Dabaya, since we had a story beforehand where someone had a small piece of Kaka, and we said that's considered good enough to be considered a Shibud against the entire loan, as once a person collects that, they could continue collecting that over and over until they get and reach the amount of the actual loan, and therefore the Dinah Puzbol even applies when the Loiva owns a piece of kaka that's even a small piece of kaka, and even though it's not actually the value of the loan. And the Gemara continues, if the borrower doesn't own any kaka, then the malva could actually be mezaka some kaka to the leiva in his own field, and even if he gives him a very small piece of kaka, v'kama kolshu, and what is considered a small piece of land, even if the lender is only mezaka a small piece of kaka that could only grow one cabbage stalk, that would also be considered that the Leiva owns a piece of kaka. And Lemaisa, in order to be mezakadis for the Leiva, the Malva has to be makadis to him through a third party, and we know that Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav, and in the first time discussed, Alachir over here, how can we say it's a considered Zachia if by the fact that he owns kaka, now the Malva will have the opportunity to go and collect the chay from him after Shemitah, and the Leiva did not own any kaka, then the Malva would have to cancel the chay, and therefore by the Leiva acquiring this small piece of kaka, this is actually a chay, and we have a cloud that in Chavim Adam Ela Befanav. So some of Farshim want to explain that we see from here that even though in Chanami there is a Chayiv that could come out by acquiring a piece of land, but since the general purpose of acquiring land is disclosed, therefore the Klal of Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav actually works even in this scenario. However, the Rosh says that generally we wouldn't say that, and we would say that there is a Chayiv. However, the Kilu B'Puzbol Afagav the Chayiv Uloi, and even though there is an element that is a Chayiv over here, still the Rabbanan said B'negei Puzbol, since we want to make sure that the Malva would lend money to the Leiva, so therefore we said that in this case the Malva could go and be mezaka a piece of land to the Leiva, even though there is some chayiv that's associated with this kinyan. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Yishilu, Makom L'Tana L'Krayim, Kaisin L'Puzbol. Even if the lender would lend the borrower a small piece of kaka in order to place his Tana and Krayim on top of it, that would also satisfy this din of in Kaisin Puzbol El Al Kaka, and the lender could make a Puzbol, and we wouldn't say that he has to cancel out the loan. And the reason is because when someone borrows something, then we know he's chayiv ba'intzin and kol zchus shaloi, and it's considered as if he owns the actual actual piece of kaka, and that's why the din of puzbol does apply. And Rashi says l'tana l'nich b'tana ikarayim, to place a tana or karayim onto the kaka, even though they're metaltlin. And the Gemara asks, Eini, how can you say that this is true? V'atani Hillel, but the Amir Hillel actually brought a brisa that states, and klaysin puzbol el alotzis nakabul bad, they only allowed to write a puzbol on a flower pot that has a hole and it's perforated because it's considered mechubal kaka. And it's mashma nakavin she'ena nakavloi, that the only time that we said that you could write a puzbol is only because you actually have an otzis nakav, and therefore it's considered like kaka, and even though it's movable, but we still say it has a din like it's mechubal kaka, and the din of in klaysin puzbol el kaka applies to otzis nakav. However, if the flower pot is not perforated, then it's mashma that even though it's sitting on top of the ground and he allowed him to place it on the ground, now the lender would not be able to write a puzbol solely based on the fact that the loiva has his otzis she'ena nakav that's in this field. And the Gemara asks, amai v'ikam ekaymai, that how can you say that that would not work, but l'maisa the loiva has the right to the kaka of which the otzis she'ena nakav is sitting on? And the Gemara answers, leitzricha the manan chasichi, that the case over here is referring to a case where the otzis she'ena nakav was actually sitting on top of pegs, and since it was sitting on top of pegs and not on the kaka itself, so therefore the loiva doesn't have any kaka. He doesn't have any kaka of the otzis she'ena nakav, as the otzis she'ena nakav is not considered mechubal kaka and it's considered medaltlin, and he doesn't have the kaka that the otzis she'ena nakav is sitting on, as it's sitting on some sort of a tripod. And the mefarshim are bothered that in a chanami, based on the otzis she'ena nakav, the loiva doesn't own any kaka. Well, the maisa, the legs of this tripod are sitting on the ground, and lachur that makom should be considered acquired to the loiva, and therefore it should be considered as if he has kaka. And the Rabban says kivin d'lab makom chashavu klal, since the place of the legs of the tripod is not a makom chashav at all, like kasvina le puzbol, that would not be enough kaka to be able to write a puzbol on. And the mefarshim are bothered that lachur the Gemara just said that even if you only have kaka in order to plant one kalach shalkuv, that is enough kaka in order to write a puzbol. And the Rashba explains that our Gemara is talking about a tripod that actually belongs to the Bala Kaka, and therefore the loiva doesn't even own and doesn't have any rights to the actual land where the tripod is sitting, as the tripod itself doesn't belong to the loiva. And the Rashba says nimsa she'in kaka mushaloi ala sichi, the kaka wasn't lent to the Bala of the otzis she'in anakav, only the sichi. The sichi didn't eat the kaka lavka kaka dami, and sichi that's stuck into the ground is not considered like kaka. And the Gemara continues, Rashi makedle gidma de dikla, when Rashi had a loan and he wanted to make sure that it wasn't canceled during Shemitah, so therefore he was makted to the leiva a stump of a palm tree because of a puzbol, and based on that he was able to write a puzbol. And l'chari the chiddush of Rashi is that even though the stump of the palm tree cannot grow, even so it was considered as if the leiva owned property, and therefore he was able to write a puzbol. Before we continue, let's point out that Taisus at the top of the Amud states el al kaka mishum the milsa de shchichi shemalva lemish yesh le kaka lefishin yachal lechalisai, because it's impossible to get rid of it and to hide kaka v'imedus befanav, and it's always in front of the malva to be able to collect from. The avagav the otzis nakav yachal lechalisai, and even though a flower pot that's perforated is movable and therefore it's possible to hide that, and even so you could write a puzbol based on having an otzis nakav because of like plug of rabbanon, and since it's considered kaka, therefore you're allowed to write a puzbol. And we learned to Gemara like Rashi states that the reason why we said in klaysin puzbol el al kaka is because rabbanon only made a takana on something which is shchiach, but milsa leshchicha like goes rabbanon. However, the Rav says elam kin yesh lekaka leiva she'oz choshev achayiv kegavu biyat bezin, as then it's considered like this chayiv was collected by bezin like kurin by leigais, and at this point it's not considered leigais anymore. The Rashbam mesechtes bar basra and daf sam vavamanal states the domik ilu yesh lemalva mashkin, and by mashkin the concept of leigais doesn't apply. And the reason why the chacham said this is shekom mashiach lecharon losakin kidei shlo yinroin ikun dar minatayah hiskinu they were masakin such dinim, in order to make sure that it didn't look like they were being ikun dar minatayah. And the Gemara continues, rabbanon be ravashi, rabbanon from the yeshiva ravashi masu milayu ladodi, instead of actually writing a prizbol, they would actually stand in front of the chaverim and create a bezdin, and they would just say the words that generally were written in a prizbol, and they would do this bapeh, and as Rashi says, b'leik sivas prizbol al kach oim al chavreim harei atem bezdin v'chayvi masal lachem l'gvaysa kolz man she'erza. And as Taisus Rid says, pirish kol echad oim al chavreiri harein em maysal lachem shtereisai da'yu gaivim oisam b'shviyas. And the Taisus Rid then continues, v'afagot the Ravashi have a bubble, and even though Ravashi was in bubble, v'ein shviyas nehegz b'chutzlarets, and shviyas is not noig in chutzlarets, even with Rabbanon, and therefore the whole concept of Shmitas Ksafim shouldn't be noig, and you shouldn't need a prizbol at all, and you shouldn't even have to do this b'dibur ba'alma. However, zok Taisus Rid, afilu hachi, hashmatas Ksafim nehegez shi'chayv sagof, the din of hashmatas Ksafim is noig b'chutzlarets, because it's a chayv sagof. And Rav Ashi did not hold like Rebbe that is makish hashmatas Ksafim Shabbatus Kakois. And the Gemara continues with a similar din. Rabbi Yenisin Masamidu Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba. Rabbi Yenisin did not write a Puzbol, and instead he gave over the words, and he actually did his Balpeh in front of Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba. And Amalei, so Rabbi Yenisin said to Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, Tzrich Lemid Rachina, do I need to do anything else? Amalei, and Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba responded, Lei Tzriches, you don't have to do anything else, and this works, even though he didn't write an actual Puzbol. And this is the way Rashi learns our Sugya. However, the Rosh seems to learn that Rabban the Beir Ashi, that Masum Relai Ladadi, does not mean that they actually did this Balpeh, and they didn't write an actual Puzbol, but they actually wrote a Puzbol, but they did so in front of each other, and they didn't follow the Din of Shmuel that we learned before, who holds like Kazvin and Puzbol, El Beidin of the Surah, El Beidin of the Adah, and therefore this Gemara is actually paskening not like that Din of Shmuel, and a Puzbol can be written in front of any type of a Bezin, and even if it's a Bezin of your peers, and the Rosh continues, that when the Gemara just stated, Rabbi Yenisin Masum Mile, the Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, of course he didn't give it over only to Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, but it was someone else that was together Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, as a Puzbol has to be written by at least 2 Dayanim, and potentially by 3 Dayanim. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Brayso, so that even though the Mishnah Masechet Shviyas taught us, in Kazim Puzbol, El Al Kaka, and the Loiva has to have Kaka, however the Brayso teaches us, in Le Kaka, the Loiva doesn't own Kaka, or if Yesh Le Kaka, however the Kosayna owns Kaka, Kaisla Puzbol, then the Ma'alva can write a Puzbol based on the smach that the Erev has Kaka. And then Brayso continues, Loiva La Erev, in Le Kaka, if both the Loiva and the Erev doesn't own any Kaka, Ulu Chayv Le Yesh Le Kaka, however the lender, or as the Rashba says, that the Erev lent money to a third party, and that third party has Kaka. So Kaisan La Puzbol and Rab Nosson, the Ma'alva is allowed to write a Puzbol based on the din of Rab Nosson. The Tanya, as we learned in Brayso, Rab Nosson Ema, Minayin Lesh B'chaveir Manu B'chaveir B'chaveir, Minayin Shemaitim Mizev Nesel Zeh. How do we know that if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon lent money to Levi, that Reuven can go directly to Levi and collect money from Levi, and it's considered that Levi is a bal chayiv to Reuven? Tamalei, the pasuk says, "V'nasan l'ashe ashem loy," and therefore, as Rashi says, "Have a kaka Levi a chayiv l'Shimon mushubet l'puzbol shel Reuven amalve Shimon," and therefore, it's considered a valid puzbol. And the Gemara continues and brings another Mishnah from Masechet Shviyas in Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Tanan Hasan. We learned over there, "Hashviyas mishametes hasamilva bein b'shtar bein shloy b'shtar." The Shviyas will cancel out any loan, and doesn't make a difference if that loan was a milva b'shtar or if it was not an ishtar. And the Gemara will bring the machlekes as to how to understand this Mishnah. Rav Shmuel, Dami Tabaru, Rav Shmuel both say b'shtar when the Mishnah says that shvius mishamet a milva b'shtar. That's referring to a shtar sheish be'echrayis tachasim, where the note created a lien against real property, and even so, shmita will cancel out his debt. Shalei b'shtar she'im be'echrayis tachasim. And when the Mishnah talks about lending someone shalei b'shtar, is referring to a person that had a note, but there was no creation of a lien against real property. And the Levi Rav Shmuel, the Mishnah did not have to discuss a case of a milva alpeh as kolshkei milva alpeh. Certainly, if someone only had a milva alpeh and there was no note at all, then certainly shmita will cancel out the debt. However, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlakish Dami Tavayu, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlakish Agon Rav Shmuel, and they explained the Mishnah when the Mishnah stated that someone lent money bishtar, it was referring to shtar she'im be'echrayis nechasim, that the note did not have any lien against real property. When the Mishnah stated that shmita will cancel out the debt shloi bishtar, that's referring to a case where the was done al peh and there was no note at all. But according to Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and he had a note which had a lien against real property, then the loan would not be canceled out by Yovel, even if you don't write a Puzbol. And as Rashi states, and therefore there's no issa of leigais because it's not considered that you're collecting a chayiv. And since you have a lien against real property and the kaka is always going to be be'en, therefore it's considered kegavui mamish, and therefore there's no issa of loigais. And the Gemara continues, Tanaka Vasir, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish, as the brisa says, shtachoyv mishamit, that generally if someone has a note against his friend, then the din is by shmitah, that it would be cancelled out. However, miyesh by achrayis dechosim, if there is actually a lien against real property, then ain't a mishamit, then it would not cancel out, and you don't need a puzbol. And that is exactly like Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish stated. And Tani Idach, we have another brisa that's similar to Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish, as the brisa says, sayin le soda achas b'alva osay, ain't a mishamit, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon and he delineated a specific field where he'd have a lien against and he'd be able to collect from, then the din is that that chayiv would not be meshamet and shviyas. That even if he didn't specify a specific field and instead he actually pledged all of his fields and the lien is against all the real property that Shimon owns, that would also be considered kegavui dami, and shmita would not cancel out his debt even if you don't have a puzbol. And Rashi explains, sayim herabisim manel over mitzurah de kegavui mamish dami, and in that case you actually specified the exact meets and bounds of the property, and therefore certainly in that case where there's no requirement to figure out which property you're getting and to start making appraisals, etc., that certainly in that case it's considered kegavui dami. And the Gemara continues that even though Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish explained the Brice this way, and we had two Brices which were similar to the Din of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. If Reuven loaned money to Shimon, and there's a Shtash Yesh Ba'ech Reis Nechassim, that the Din is that the loan would not be cancelled out by Shemitah. However, the Gemara continued with the story, Kravid Rabasi, that it was a story with a relative of Rabasi, Havalehu Shtara, that he lent money to another party, Davikos Ba'ech Reis Nechassim, and there was a note where there was a lien against real property. Also coming to Rabasi, so this Gemara came in front of Rabasi, Amalei Meshamed in Meshamed, and he asked him, Mishayla, would Shemitah be Meshamed his loan and cancel the loan or not? Amalei, so Rabasi said, just like Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, that in Meshamed, that since you have a lien against real property, therefore it's considered Kagavu Dami, and therefore the loan would not be cancelled. Shavkei, Vasil Kamid Rabbi Yechon, so the relative left Rabasi, and he went to Rabbi Yechon, Amalei, Meshamed, Rabbi Yechon Paskin, that actually Shemitah would be Meshamed. So also Vasil Kamid Rabbi Yechon, Rabasi heard what Rabbi Yechon Paskin, so he went to Rabbi Yechon, Amalei, and he asked Rabbi Yechon, Meshamed, in Meshamed, do you hold in such a case that this Chayv would be considered cancelled or would not cancel? And Amalei, and Rabbi Yechon said, as he Paskin to this relative, Meshamed, that I hold that this Chayv would be cancelled. And Rabasi continued, Rabbi Yechon, Vamahu Da'oma, in Meshamed, but you yourself explained the Mishnah, Masechta Shviyas, when there's a Shtash, Yesh Ba'ech Reis Nechassim, that in a Meshamed. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon responded back to Rabasi, V'chim, Pleisha Anu Medam, and Nasa Maisa, do you think just because I said that it's possible to explain the Mishnah, Masechta Shviyas that way, and we even have Brises that sound that is actually the Psak, do you think that I wasn't Mesupik? I was still Mesupik, and therefore when it comes to Halacha Maisa, I had to pass in the Chumrah, and since the question over here is regarding Mammon, and if I should take money away from the borrower, and in this case, I'm Mesupik, that maybe Shemitah was Meshamet this loan, therefore Mesupik, I had to pass in that Shemitah is Meshamet this loan, and the Levi doesn't have to pay the loan back. Rashi explains, but I never heard this from my Rabbeim directly, and therefore I don't want to pass like this, and I still have a Suffolk as to what the Psak is. And Rabasi continued, and asked Rabbi Yechon, Amalei, Batani Kavasinamar, that even though you may be right, that in the Mishnah you could learn the Mishnah like Rav Shmuel, but we had two Brises that were exactly like you, Paskin, as we saw that the Brises said that Shtachoy Meshamet, Vimyesh Bechreis Chosim Inu Meshamet, and we also saw Tani Idach, that Sayinle Soda Achas Balvasoi, and even if Kosa Kol Nechosa Achrein Varvoin Lecha, that Inu Meshamet, and therefore, how can you tell me that you're Mesupik as to what the Psak is? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechon responded to Rabasi, Dilma, he Beishamei, that I'm still Mesupik, that maybe those Brises are going specifically like Beishamei. Amri, that they hold Shtara Imaligvais Kigavri Dami. Maybe only if you Beishamei, you don't need a Prusbel in those scenarios. However, according to Beisil, that holds that Shtara Imaligvais is Lav Kigavri Dami, maybe we do need a Prusbel, even though you have a lien against real property. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hassam, another Mishnah Mesech Lashvias, Hamalvis Chavei Mois Al Mashkin, if someone lends money to his friend and he has a Mashkin, Vamois Shresel Bezin, or he gives over his Shtaris into Bezin, a Meshamtin, that Shemitah will not cancel out such a loan. And the Gemara says, Bishlam Meisu Shreisul Bezin, Tafsulu Beidina, we understand why by Meisu Shreisul Bezin, the din is that Shemitah would not be Meshamet, because Bezin is collecting and the person himself is not collecting, and therefore he won't be Oivan Laigais. And Rashi says, the Tafsulu Beidina, Vef Kirin Hefka, Vigabi Malva, Laikarina by Laigais. And the Gemara continues, El Malva, La Mashkin, my Taimba, Balamaisa, when you lend money and you receive a Mashkin from the borrower, why is it that there's no din of Shemitah and the loan is not cancelled? If La Maisa, you have to still go and collect the loan from the Leiva, and the Issa Leiga should apply. And Am Rava, Mishum the Tafaslei, Rava says, since Ruvain is holding on to the Mashkin, and he's Typhus in the Mashkin, and therefore, as Rashi says, and he's not going and demanding any payment from him, and he's not collecting from the Leiva anything at all, as he already has the Mashkin by him. And the Gemara says, Amle Abayas, Abayas asked Rava, El Me'atev, this is true, Huvo, Vidob Chatzir, Tafaslei, Hachinamid Leim Meshamit, would you say that if Ruvain lends money to Shimon, and as part of his collateral, he actually lives in the chotzer of Shimon during the period of time that Shimon did not yet pay off his loan, and l'chayr, the same din should apply, and the loan should not be cancelled, and l'maisa, we know that in that case, the loan is cancelled. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav responded back to Abaya, Shani Mashkin, the Kunle, Midrab Yitzhak, that a Mashkin on Metaltalin is different than someone living in someone's karka, as you clean that Mashkin based on the din of Rabbi Yitzhak, the Amrab Yitzhak, Minayin L'Bachayv, Shekhain a Mashkin, that how we know that a lender actually acquires a Mashkin, and it's considered like he owns the Mashkin, and then as the Pasuk tells us, when someone takes a mashkin from an ani, they should make sure that at night he gives him back his blanket in order that he shouldn't be cold, and during the day he should give him back his clothing. And the Pasuk tells us, Hashiv Tashiv Lo Yisa'ov Kavoya Shemesh, etc. And then the Pasuk says, Olchati Yitzdaka Lefnei Hashem Lotecha, and the Meini Kohen Yitzdaka Minayin, that L'chayr, the Torah would not call this a Tzedaka if Reuven actually is not Kohen a Mashkin, and therefore Mikan L'Bachayv should Kohen a Mashkin. Rabbi Yitzchak learns from here that a Bachayv is Kohen a Mashkin, and Rashi says that the Malva owns it, Vim Ovid Chayv Bachrusai, and if he loses the Mashkin, he would be chayiv b'achrayis. Hilka k'gavi nami dami le'inishvias, and therefore Benegei Shmita, it's considered as it's already collected, and that's why the Mishnah says Hamavas Chaver and Bayis Alam Mashkin, that Shmita would not cancel out that debt. And Taisa says that this is not based only on a Svara, but it's based on a Pasuk, as the Torah says, V'ashe Yilcha Sechicha Tashmi Yedecha, and we learn that V'lo Yishalachicha B'Yedecha, that the only time that the Din of Shmita's Ksafim is only if you have to collect it from your brother, but if you have the actual Chifetz in your hands, and you actually have a Kinyan on that Chifetz, then the Din of Leigais doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Shviyas in Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, and we continue on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, and it's interesting, as usual, that when the Gemara goes on a tangent and starts speaking about different inyanim that come from areas where there's no Talmud Bavli, that the Gemara brings down many of the Mishnayos, and this is almost like the Gemara on Masechet Shviyas in Perek Yud, as we already brought down Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Vav, and now Mishnah Ches. And the Mishnah teaches us, Hamachse Chayv L'Chaver B'Shviyas, if someone returns a Chayv to his friend, and it's after Shemitah, and as Rashi says, B'Zmach Shashviyas Neheges, that the Mishnah is teaching us that there are times that Shemitah would not be Noig, for example, like B'Zman Azeh, V'Avrolov Shviyas, V'Achi Nechziroi. However, Shemitah already passed by, and really this loan was cancelled, and even so, the borrower now comes to return the loan, and Rashi continues, V'Leishachziru B'Shviyas Atzma, we're not referring to a case where Shimon comes to return his loan on Shemitah itself, as in this case, Shemitah was not Meshamet yet, the Kaimelon in Shviyas Meshametas El B'Seifa, as we have a klal that Shviyas does not cancel out loans until the end of the seventh year. And the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and now Shimon comes to repay the loan, and is already after Shemitah, and Tzarech She'im Loi Meshamet Ani, then Reuven, who's the lender, has an obligation to say to Shimon that I can't take back this loan as it's cancelled, and I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shemitah, Vim Amaloi Afal Pikein. However, the borrower continues and says to Reuven, even so, I want to return the money, Yikabli Menu, then Reuven can't take the money back, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Bezed Vashmitah. And Rashi explains that the Mitzvah of Shemitah is not to take back the loan, but Tzarech Loima Dibel Shel Shemitah, the lender has to actually say words of Shemitah and say that canceled the loan. But once Reuven, the lender, was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shemitah, then at that point, if Shimon still says, I want to pay the loan back, so Reuven can accept payment for the loan, and that would not be going against the Din of Shemitah. And the Lashon of Taisa Rid is, Pirish Bedibu Ba'almo Sha'amah Mashmanani Kayim HaMitzvah Ba'ach Keim Mutter Lugvayz Chayvay. And the Gemara continues that Amar Rabbo Sama Geris Rava B'Tolei Ad Amachi. Now once the borrower already came and he said, I want to pay back the loan, and the lender fulfilled his requirement, it was Mekayim HaMitzvah Shemitah, by saying, I want to cancel out the loan, then the Din is that the lender could go and force the borrower to actually pay him. And as Rashi says, V'Tolei Himay Reitz Lachsabai, if the borrower wants now be Chayza and not pay him back, then Reuven, who lent him the money, could actually hang the borrower on a tree in Gavri Yaday Ad Amale Afal Pikein until the borrower agrees to pay him back. And even though the Rishonim are bothered that Lechayra, according to Rashi, it comes out that we're actually getting rid of the entire Din of Shemitah. However, Rashi is not saying that this would be the Din in all cases. Rashi is only saying that if the borrower in any case came to pay back the loan, then the Din is that even though the Leiva has a responsibility to say Meshamet Ani, but once he does so, then he could go back to the Leiva and actually collect the money, and even if he has to force the borrower to pay him. And the Meiri actually explains that Gemara that what Rava means to say is la'akfe b'dvarmi mai ulhamida kitliya shle leilichim hamais. He should continue to speak to him and make him aware of how much he did for him, and he should say to him, hey chilvulei ma'isav la'avasai, how he lent him this money through such love, and this will cause the borrower to feel bad, and this way the borrower will pay back the loan. However, clearly the Meiri argues in Rashi and does not say that he could use any force, and l'fi the Meiri this cannot be done b'al-kachach. And the Aruch explains shetolilei means shetolilei ba'inav, that you look at him longingly and you look at him as if you're saying to him with your eyes that you want to pay you back. Until the borrower is mispayish, and then the borrower will say, I'll pay you back. And the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, and meanwhile you have your hand outstretched in order to be makabel, the payment from the borrower. And once again, then not learning like Rashi, that you can actually go and physically force the person to pay you back. And the Gemara continues, Abaya asked the following question on Rava from the following Braisa, that the Braisa states, when the Leva pays back the Chayv to the Malva, he shouldn't say, I'm paying you back based on the Chayv, but he should say to him, Shalien, really these money belong to me, and I'm giving you a matana. So you see that you can't go and force him. I said that you could force him, as Rashi said, or according to other Rishonim, that you go and you show him that you really want him to pay you back. It means exactly that. You continue to pressure him, and you actually force him until he actually says that I'm giving it to you based on a matana and not based on the original chayiv. And Rashi is bothered that even though you said Mishamarani and you you cancel the chayiv, but at this point you're still pressuring him in order to take back the money, and the chayiv should be an issur v'lei yigais. Zok Rashi, d'lei beidina katav lei v'lav mishum chayiv, as since you're not doing so in a bezdin and it's not based on a chayiv, therefore doing so in this manner would not violate the issur v'lei yigais. And the Gemara continues with the story. Abba Bar Mata, who by Abba Bar Menumi, there was a person Abba Bar Mata who was also called Abba Bar Menumi, having massive bay Rabba Zuzi, he owed money to Rabba. I seen an elder b'shvius, and Abba Bar Mata brought the money to Rabba after Shemitah, and after Shemitah already canceled out the loan. So Amalei, so Rabba did properly, and he was mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitah, and he said, "Mishamen ani, I canceled the loan." Shaklin of Azal. So when Abba Bar Menumi heard this, he took the money and he left Rabba, and he took the money back, and he didn't pay Rabba. So Asa Abaya Ashchid Avi Yosef, and Abaya then came to his Rebbe Rabba, and he found that Rabba was depressed. So Amalei, Abaya said to Rabba, "My otzma, why are you depressed?" Amalei, so Rabba said, "Hachi Avi Maisa, this was the story with Abba Menumi, and I didn't get back my money." So Azal Gabe, Abaya went to Abba Menumi. Amalei, Amtis Le Zuz Lamar, did you bring money to Rabba? Amalei, so he responded back, "In, I brought this money to Rabba." And Amalei, so Abaya said to Abba, "Umay Amlecha, and what did Rabba tell you?" Amalei, Mishamani, so Abba said that Rabba said to me that I cancel my loan. So Amalei, so Abaya said to Abba, "Vamat Le, Afal Pikein, did you say back to Rabba that even so you want to pay him?" Amalei, so Abba said, "Loi, I never said it to him." Amalei, so Abaya said, "Vi Amrit Le, Afal Pikein, have a Shiklim Nach. You should know if you would have said Afal Pikein, he would have taken the money from you. Hashtamias, I'm Tinanale, but Amalei, Afal Pikein. So even though originally you did not make this payment, but you should go back to Rabba and you should offer him the payment and you'll see that he'll take it from you." And when Abba Bar Menumi heard this from Abaya, Ozlam Tinanale, so Abba Menumi went and he took the money, but Amalei, and he said to Rabba, "Afal Pikein, that even though you said that your loan is cancelled, I still want to give it to you." And Shaklumane and Rabba took the money from Abba Menumi. And when this happened, Omar, so Rabba said, that originally this young Talmid Chacham did not understand that this is something which is proper to do, and that's why he didn't say to me, "Afal Pikein," but now that he knew what was proper to do based on Abaya teaching him this, that's why he came back and he did the proper thing and he made sure to pay back the Chayiv. And Ritva brings down that even though the Mishnah in Perek Yud and Mishnah Tesa Masechet Shviyas says, however, Abba Mata thought that by the fact that Rabba said that he don't have to pay back the loan, that specifically Rabba did not want to take back the money, and that's why he didn't offer him the money. And Rav Yaakov Emden brings down that the reason why Rabba was so disappointed about not getting the money is because the Gemara Masechet Mayakotan Daf Chaf Chesam Aleph tells us that Rabba was extremely poor, and that's why he was so depressed. And the Mefarshim asked, "Lechayr, why is Rabba so upset? If Lechayr Rashi said that once Abba Menumi offered to pay him back, then there's a din that he could be Tolilei, and Rabba could have even forced Abba Menumi to pay him, and why didn't he do so?" And Lechayr, if we're Goyers in the Gemara before, Amar Rava B'Tolilei Adam Ahachi, then it makes more sense that Rabba actually was not the Baal Memra of that din, and potentially argued on that din. However, if we're Goyers over there, Amar Rabba, then Lechayr, Rabba himself said that this is Mutta to do, and why didn't he force Abba Menumi to pay him, and why was he depressed? And some explain that that's why Rashi says in Dibur Masel V'Tolilei, Yitlanu Al Eitz Im Gavra Yodai. However, Rabba wasn't stronger than Abba Menumi, and therefore he couldn't force him, and I didn't force him for other terutzim. And the Gemara continues, and let's remember that Rab Nachman on Daf Lam Vav and Bey stated, Rab Nachman Omer Kaimena, and the Gemara explained, Hochi Kama, Eim Bey Milso, the Afagav Loi Kosov Kekosov Domi, that even if you don't write a Prisbol, that's considered as if you wrote a Prisbol, and you'd be able to be Goyv Yechayv, and Rab Nachman would have been Makel, that Shemitah should not cancel anyone's Chayvais. Similarly, our Gemara continues, Omer Behud Omer Nachman, Rab Nachman stated, Neman on the Loima, Prisbol Hoy Biyadi, Vavim Menu, that even if someone doesn't have the Prisbol, they could always have a claim that they had a Prisbol and then they lost it. My timer, Kivin Tikin Rabban Prisbol, that since Rabban Masakra Prisbol, Lashavakater of Achli Surah, there's no reason to be Choshish that this person, when he made the loan, would not have written a Prisbol at the same time, as there's no reason why a person should do something B'Issa if they have a very easy way to make a Mutta to go and collect this loan, even though Shemitah came. And the Gemara continues with another Kulak, Yosel Kamed Rav, when people would come in front of Rav and did not have a Prisbol and it was after Shemitah, Amalei, he would say to them, Midi Prisbol Haylachav Aved, did you have a Prisbol and you lost it? Meaning that he actually gave them a way to have a Taina that they had a Prisbol, even though they actually didn't bring the Prisbol and they didn't mention anything. And Gemara explained, over here we would open the mouth for someone that's mute and someone that doesn't have a Taina and would be Taninale. And the Gemara continues and asks a question both on Rav Nachman and on the member of Rav. As Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Ksubas, V'chein Ba'chayv, Shemayt Shtachayv, V'ini My Prisbol, that if Ba'chayv comes to Bezdin and he brings his Shtachayv, but he doesn't have a Prisbol and it's after the year of Shemitah, Harei Leifru, you would not be able to collect such a Chayv, and it's Mashma, we wouldn't be Taninale, and it's Mashma, even if he would Taina and say that I had a Prisbol, that we would not believe him since he doesn't have the Prisbol. And as Rashi says, as the Mishnah must be talking about a case where Reuven came to to Bezdin and he tainted that I had a prosbol and I lost it, as if he never tainted that he had a prosbol, then l'chari it's poshut that shvius would be meshamet his loan. And the Gemara responds that inuchin ami tanoi, this is machlekes tanoim. The tani is we learned to brisa hamitz shtachoyv tzarich sheyim my prosbol. The tanakam holds that if someone brings a shtachoyv and it's after shmita, you have to bring your prosbol along with it, and you can't tain I had a prosbol that I lost it. And chamayim in tzarich, the cham say that you don't have to bring your prosbol, and as long as you tain that you had a prosbol and you lost it, or if Bezdin reminds you and you agree that you had a prosbol and you lost it, that would also be a valid tainah, and you could collect your chayiv. And the Gemara now finishes discussion about prosbol, and the Gemara will now continue with another takana, which is relevant to Abdus, and even though this has nothing to do with Masechtas Gittin, the Mishnayos are continuing with its theme of discussing various takanas, and the Mishnah states, Eved Shenishba, if an Eved Kanani was taken into captivity, and Upadu, and someone else who is not the Adon redeemed him, Im L'shem Eved Yishtabed, if he redeemed him, and he had in mind that he should be Eved, then he should be an Eved, and the Gemara will discuss if he'll be an Eved to the first Adon or to the person who actually was paid to him, Im L'shem Ben Charin Lo Yishtabed. However, if he redeemed him in order that he should go out free, then the Eved will go out free, and he should not do any work. Rav Shimon Galil, however, Rav Shimon Galil argues on the Tanakam, and he says, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Yishtabed, then either scenario, the din is that this Eved would have to work. And the Gemara begins, Ben Mayas Kinan, what are we referring to? Elaim Lefnei Yish, if the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where the original owner was not Miyayish, L'shem Ben Charin, Amai Lo Yishtabed, then how could it be that if someone was paid to this Eved, then he would not have to work with the first Adon? If Lemaisa, the first Adon, was not Miyayish, and therefore he would have to work for the first Adon. Therefore, El Achayish, if you're going to say our Mishnah is talking about a case where the original Adon was Miyayish, then L'shem Eved, Amai Yishtabed, why is it that if someone was paid to this person as an Eved, then he would actually work for the first master? If L'chari, the first master and the first Adon was Miyayish already, and therefore he shouldn't have to work for the first Adon. And the Rajab points out that even according to the Havan and the Gemara understood that if it's after Yish, then this Eved would actually not have to work for the first Adon, but the Eved would still have to work for the person who was paid to him. And as the Rabbi says, Umiyu Rabbi Sheni, Efshalay Lishtabibay, Da Konile Mishavai, Bishavai Gufe, Konile Lemaisi Yadav, Kiris Besamach, and the captives already was Koinim for his Maisi Adayim, El the Kulamasisin, the Rabbi Wishamashmali. And the Gemara's question is that Smash from the Mishnah, they would actually have to work for the first master, and Lechayra, since the original Adon was Miyayish, so why would he have to work for the original Adon? And the Gemara will now bring two different ways to learn our Mishnah. We'll have the Shita Abaya and the Shita of Rava. Om Abaya, Abaya states, L'ilm of Neyish, really our Mishnah is going where the original owner was not Miyayish, L'shem Eved Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishayin, and that's why it's Pashat that when Shimon goes and redeems this Eved, that he definitely has to continue working for his original master because he wasn't Miyayish. Even though the original master was not Miyayish, still L'shem Ben Chayrin, if when Shimon redeemed the Eved, he did so in order that he should go free, L'Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishayin, L'Rabbi Sheni, then this Eved would not have to work, not for the first master, not for the second person who redeemed him, as Rabbi Sheni Loi Dalashim Ben Chayim Parki, that certainly he wouldn't work for the second person, because when he redeemed him, he had Kavana, that he would do so as a Ben Chayim, and he would not have to work. And Ayin in Taisa Dima Maschel, Lo'ilum of Neyish, where he points out, Hu Adin, the Matzalim Eimel, Rabbi Sheni Loi, that to the second master he won't work, Dalaf Neyish, because it's talking about a scenario where the first master was not yet Miyayish. And the Gemara continues, and Rabbi Rishon Nami Loi, and even though the first master was not Miyayish, but he still would not have to work for him, as if so, someone that wants to go and be paid as Eved will not do so, because he says, what am I doing in any case? I'm not helping this person out, as even when I'll be paid as Eved, and even though at this point he's working for a Goy and not actually working for a Jew, but Lemaisa, he'll still have to go back and work for the Jew, and therefore I'm not really accomplishing anything, and he won't want to spend the money. And Abai continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I met Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, holds Ben Kachu Ben Kach Yishtabed, that even in a case where Shimon goes and is paid as Eved Knani from a Goy, and it's before Yish, they would still have to go back and work for the original Adon, as Kesava, as Shimon Gamliel holds, Kesheim Shemitzvah Luftis Bnei Chayin, just like there's a mitzvah to be paida a regular Jew when he's captured, Kach Mitzvah Luftis Sabadim, there's also a mitzvah to be paida an Eved Knani, as the Mice and Eved Knani has dinim like Yisrael, as when he becomes an Eved Knani, he goes to the mikvah and he does Mila and Mekabel Mitzvahs like a woman, and therefore there's no reason to say that a Yisrael will hold back and not be paida him, even though the end result will be they'll have to work for a Jew, as the Mice. So at that point, he'll still be able to do mitzvahs properly like a woman, and he won't be by a guy, and therefore Yisrael will be paid to this Eved Knani, even though he will still ultimately have to work for the original master. And before we continue with the Shita of Rava, let us point out two Rashis. Rashi says, L'shem Eved, al-manas lachzir l'Rabbi Rishayin, that if Shimon was paid to the Eved Knani, and he had kavanah, he wants to return him to his original master, and even if he had kavanah, he wants to keep him for himself, then the din is that he goes back to his original master. As Rashi says, the Sheni and if Shimon would want to keep this eved, that would be considered an act of gzela. And also, it's important to keep in mind for the following Gemara that when Abaye brought down the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, and he brought down the Svar of Shimon Gamliel of Kashem Shemitzel Luftis is Bnei Chayin, Kach Mitzvah Luftis is Avadim, that although these words are not mentioned on Mishnah, however, there's a Brisa where Shimon Gamliel actually says these words as his Svara. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, Rava explains the Mishnah as follows, La'ilum Lachayish, really our Mishnah is talking about a case where the original Adam was already Miayish, Ushum Eved Yishtabel Rabbi Sheni, and when the Mishnah states that if Shimon is Poydis Eved, the Eved will have to work. So certainly, since the original Adam was Miayish, so he doesn't have to work for the original owner. However, at this point, he'll have to work for the person who was paid to him. And when the Mishnah stated, L'shum ben chayrin, lo yishtabed, lo rabbi rishu, lo rabbi sheni, and if Shimon redeemed this Eved, and he had in mind that he wants to go out l'chayris, then he would not work for his original master or for the second master. So rabbi sheni, lo yidah, l'shum ben chayrin parki, certainly he would have to work for the second master, as he had kavanah that he wants to go out free. And rabbi rishu, nami loy, and certainly according to the svar of rabbi, then he wouldn't have to work for the first master either. D'ala achi yishava, as rabbi just explained, that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the first Adon was already Miayish. And Rava now continues to explain the Svara of Shimon Gamliel and the Shita of Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimeh Ben Kach Ben Kach Yishtabed, that no matter what, and even if Shimon was paid to this Eved, and he did so that the Eved should go out L'Cheiris, and even though the original Adon was already Miayish, the Eved would still have to go back and work for his first Adon. And Rava explained that the Svara of Shimon Gamliel is Kedah Chizkiyah, the Amen Chizkiyah, and Prima Amru Ben Kach Ben Kach Yishtabed, Shloye Kolech Vechot, Hilichom Aplatzim L'Gaisis, and Mafki Atzim Miad Rabbi, that they want to make sure that Eved Knani did not have a good Eitzah in order to get out of the Shibud, and he'll go and get himself captured by someone, and he will hope that his Adon will be Miayish, and once someone redeems him, either he'll work for that second person, and that person will be easier to work for, or he may not have to work at all, as maybe the person will actually redeem him and have Kavon and he should go out L'Cheiris. Therefore, we misakin that no matter what the din is, that this Eved would have to go back and work for his original Adon. And the Gemara will now ask a Kasha on Rava, and the Gemara's question will be very clear, based on a Brisa, where the Brisa will bring down the reason of Rav Shimon Gamliel, based on the Svar of Abaya, and not based on the Svar of Rava, and not bring down Chizkiyah. As Meisvei, the Brisa explains the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, as Omlan Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said to Chamim, Kishem Shemitzvah Lifteis is Bnei Chayrin, Kach Mitzvah Lifteis is Avodim, and the Gemara says, Bishlem L'Abaya, Domel Fnei Yish, Hayim Da'av Kamen Kishem, that according to Abaya, they explained the reason of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it was talking about a case where the Adon actually was not Miayish, and the Tanakhama held that if Shimon redeems the Eved, and he had in mind that he should go out free, that even though the original master was not Miayish, he still would not have to work for the original master, as if so, Duma Mimnin V'loi Parki, as the Tanakham holds, there's no mitzvah to be paid in Eved, and therefore maybe a person that wants to redeem this Eved will not go and be paid him, because he'll be concerned that this person will not go out free in any case, and therefore what's the purpose of redeeming him? However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that in this case he would have to work for the original Adon, and we don't have to be concerned that maybe Shimon won't redeem this Eved, and since he'll be Mekayim a mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah to be paid in Eved Knani, just like there's a mitzvah to be paid to any other person in Klai Yisrael, therefore we don't have to worry about that concern. According to Rav, that says that they were talking about a scenario where the original Adon was Miayish. So L'chayra, why does the Gemara bring down the Svar of Rav Shimon Gamliel based on Kashem, if L'chayra, the Brisa should have brought the Svar of Chizkiyah, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Shloi hei kolech vechot, hoi lechum apel, atzman l'gaises, umafki atzman biyad rabbi. And the Gemara answers, Omer l'cha Rav, Rav will respond, Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo yavi Adon, may come Rabbanan. Rav Shimon Gamliel did not understand exactly why Rabbanan said the Shita, v'hoi kamalu, and therefore he responds to Rabbanan, abot stodim, that ilif they yish kamisu, if you're talking about a case that's before Yish, hainu kashem, therefore my response to you is based on the kashem, that there is a mitzvah to be paid to the Eved, and ila achi yish, if the Tanakama is discussing a case where the Adon Rishon was actually Miayish already, and therefore the question is that since the original Adon was Miayish, so why would the Eved have to go back and work for the original Adon? And Rav Shimon Gamliel's response to that is Kedah Chizkiyah, is based on the Svar of Chizkiyah, as Shloi Yeh Kolech Vechol, Chol Chomapo Atzmo L'Gaisis, Umafki Atzmo, Biyad Rabbi, as Rav explained, and we will stop over here.